This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Holly Kernan. According to a Pew Research study, most American adults either barely know their neighbors or don't know them at all. But sometimes people cross perceived social boundaries and come together in surprising ways. Today, we've been hearing stories about the unexpected connections and communities people are making across the Bay Area. Next up is the story of a San Francisco pastor and congregation that have found an unlikely but perfect match. Here's reporter Jen Chien.
Grace Evangelical Lutheran Church sits on a quiet residential corner in the Outer Sunset District of San Francisco. Upstairs in a meeting room, a small group is gathered around rectangular folding tables to sing grace before they eat.
Amen. We finally got a good amen.
Church members gather every week for a potluck dinner with their pastor to share food, fellowship, and spiritual conversation.
He who repents last gets saved.
Get the first of the line.
That's right, yeah.
Most of the congregants are older folks who've lived in the neighborhood a long time and have been going to this church for decades. As the group eats dinner, Pastor Megan Rohrer plays a contemporary pop song as a launch pad for discussion.
What I like to do is I like to bring you a gospel according to pop, something that you might hear on the radio.
Happiness hit her like a train on a track.
Some heads nod to the beat, but it's clear that this kind of music isn't the normal fare for this group. The room is filled with graying heads. Then there's the 34 years young pastor, only been here a few months, who stands out for another reason, too.
You can kind of tell from 20 feet away that I'm genderqueer, trans, or a big diesel dyke, which isn't how I identify, but it's how I look from the outside.
Rohrer was called to lead Grace Lutheran in February, becoming the first openly transgender head or solo pastor of a Lutheran church. But Rohrer's path to ministry was not an easy one.
I grew up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, which is the Midwest and the cultural heartland of Lutherans. The motto is like, be in the paper when you're born and when you die, and don't get credit for anything in between because your job is to just like fit in.
But they actually found it hard to fit in South Dakota. A word about pronouns here. Rohrer prefers the gender-neutral pronoun they. At this point in their life, they say they feel comfortable with both male and female aspects of their identity, and English doesn't have a pronoun that captures that.
It's kind of a fascinating place to exist in the world, is that people can't really pin you down.
Rohrer grew up religious. They say that as a child, people recognize their gift for helping others. So ministry seemed like a good calling.
I've just always been the kind of person where If your life is going to fall apart, it's going to fall apart when you're standing next to me so that I can help you, like, put it back together. And it's always just kind of been in my nature.
But I also show you this story because I think we all have these deep, achy spaces inside of us. For some of us, it's childhood aches and pains. It's alcoholism. It's stories about family members that we don't tell.
But when they came out as a lesbian while attending a Lutheran college, religion was no longer welcoming.
The people who were in my religion classes with me would sing hymns when I walked by to try to get rid of my gay demons, and I would just sing harmony. I didn't know what to do.
My God, why have you forsaken me?
After college, Rohrer came to identify as transgender and eventually found their way to a progressive Lutheran seminary in Berkeley. They were ordained in 2006, working extensively with homeless people and associate pastoring at several churches in San Francisco before being called to lead Grace Lutheran Church. Rohrer says they know a lot of people have felt let down by traditional churches, which can be off-putting, fundamentalist, judgmental.
Identifying as trans makes people hear my sermons differently and hear what I'm saying differently. We do something called Bible study that doesn't suck online. And it's completely normal Bible study. It just has a title that says that it doesn't suck, which gives people the opportunity to give it a second chance because they, you know, think Jerry Falwell or Fred Phelps is what every Christian believes, and you should write off all Christians.
So we invite that Holy Spirit to prompt our lives to move in the direction of God, to sew up the holes and wounds in our hearts that we may love.
She is so alive, so with today and also with the past, with the Bible.
Sally Ann Ryan is president of the Church Council at Grace. After going years without a permanent pastor, Grace's aging congregation was dwindling, and Ryan says the church needed to look to the future.
She preaches everything from the Bible and that, but it's in today's language more than you know, most people do. She appeals to all ages, I've found.
You may have noticed that Ryan is using the pronoun she to talk about Rohrer. Most people that I spoke to at Grace refer to their pastor as she. Though Rohrer prefers to use the pronoun they when possible, it's not really an issue at church.
I really am much more interested in being someone's pastor at the end of the conversation than having them get my gender right.
Rohrer's gender identity, or the fact that their partner is a woman, were non-issues for Council President Ryan when it came to choosing a new pastor.
What she does in her private life is up to her. What she does in her church life is what's important.
Please pray with me. Loving God, we know what it is like to be celebrated and to be looked down on. Help us to remember that you love us.
Council President Ryan's daughter, Pam, grew up at Grace. She's in her 30s now and has a teenage son.
My son's 17, and he doesn't come to church because there's no children here.
But she says Rohrer's fresh perspective may just bring her son back into the fold. At a free healthcare event the church held around Easter, the teen chatted with the pastor about safe sex and then got to help burn palms for next year's ashes.
So it was cool. So he got to talk about condoms and lighting a fire at church with our new pastor. So he left here like, cool, she's cool.
I think more than my being a trans person is radical for them is the fact that you could multiply my age times two and I would still be one of the younger people in this congregation. So I think it's radical for them to have a 34-year-old who's hanging out at their congregation and bringing life to them.
But Rohrer says being a publicly known church leader from a marginalized group comes with its own pressures.
Most people don't know other trans pastors. When you're of a very small group, there's this sense that if you screw up, it means everybody who's like you is not okay. Or if you screw up, they're going to pass rules saying transgender people can't be pastors because that person screwed up. And so there's something really beautiful about people accepting you for the fullness of who you are, so that you don't have to be a superhero all the time. You can be Clark
You're
Kent.
You're not the trans pastor.
Yeah.
You're their pastor.
Yeah, yeah. I get to be just a normal person who screws up the bulletin every once in a while, you know?
Despite the occasional typo in the weekly church bulletin, Rohrer and Grace seem to be getting along just fine. Since the new pastor arrived, the congregation has grown in membership by 34%.
Which is a fancy way of saying that the congregation of 16 grew by six people, but it sounds fancier in the percentage.
Rohrer recently underwent a trans-related surgery.
I let them know that I would be having surgery, but it's pretty obvious. I went from like a triple D to an A, essentially.
Rohrer says the congregation's support during the healing process was both touching and surprising.
A 98-year-old woman in the congregation said, now that you've had this surgery, what are your pronoun choices? And, like, are you going to be changing your name?
Rohrer's convinced that they've found the perfect pastoral fit at Grace Lutheran.
People who truly embody the word grace. Like, never in a million years, did I think that I would be a part of a church that could welcome me and allow me to be a pastor, fully identifying as how I am.
So Pastor Megan Rohrer has found a spiritual home. and the Grace congregation has found just the right shepherd to lead them on their journey. You might say it's a match made in heaven. In San Francisco, I'm Jen Chien for Cross Currents.
Church on the